your glasses. Just another tricky day for you.
Good morning once again. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07. Beautiful start in north central Wisconsin. Plenty of sunshine, temperature up to 65 degrees. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Coming up here in this hour, plenty of talk about tomorrow's primary. It is the partisan primary in the state of Wisconsin, and plenty of different races, especially here in central Wisconsin, that we need to keep an eye on. So we're going to talk about that and also talk about the questions concerning the state constitution. Very important questions. And again, a little bit of a trickiness. You talk about another tricky day. It certainly is a tricky move by conservatives putting these vital questions on the primary ballot instead of the general election ballot in November. What does that say? Interesting. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments. Also, we will be joined at 9:34 this morning in studio by Elise Laughlin. She is the director of one of the shows, Shakespeare in the Park, from the River and Woods Theater Company, Midsummer Night's Dream. And that is the show that basically focuses on the kids. You got two shows, Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then you have The Taming of the Shrew at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Stewart Park in Wausau. Again, Shakespeare in the Park. We're going to knock on wood that the weather holds up. Going to find out from these directors. Tomorrow, Cindy Strobel, who is the director of Taming of the Shrew, and cast members will be with us at 9:34. And today at 9:34, Elise Laughlin and cast members. So we'll ask Elise, what happens if it does rain? I'm kind of curious myself. So she'll be joining us a little bit later on in this hour. Again, I'm flying solo today. Ian Welsh is off today. He was with his family this weekend, had a family trip down to Madison. He was saying that he was going to be up in an airplane, got an airplane ride as part of this visit down to the state capitol. So we'll find out about the activities with Ian when he's back tomorrow, and he'll be back tomorrow. So I haven't figured out how I'm going to work our number for the day quiz. I always give it to Ian, and it's just me here today, so I'll give you folks out there the number for the day quiz when we get to the end of the show as part of our daily history lesson. I'll let you know about some famous events that occurred on August the 12th in history. Also, some celebrity birthdays and, of course, the number for the day quiz. Even if Ian's not here, we're still going to do it. But the big news tomorrow, it is the election. It is a chance to let your voice be heard. And every election is important, and I think even to a certain extent, every vote is even more important during a primary because, number one, traditionally we have a lower turnout, so everybody that does turn out in a primary has a little bit more weight to their votes. Also, in order to have the best choices in November to vote in the primary, there are partisan battles. We have the 7th Congressional District. We have two Democrats that are on the ballot trying to work their way into a race against Tom Tiffany. And of course, I think that there's a lot of folks on the left, a lot of folks within the Democratic Party that would like nothing better than to retire Tom Tiffany. But it's not going to be easy. Tiffany and the Republicans have basically taken over the 7th for so many decades. Dave Obey was the guy. And not only was Dave Obey the guy, he brought back the bacon. And he was proud of the fact that he brought back people's taxpayer money to work here in North Central Wisconsin. And he was brilliant at it. And he would win by big margins because the folks in this district appreciated what Dave Obey did. And he was in office from 1969 till 1994, and then he retired. And then after that, it's been, actually not 1994, 2014, excuse me. I got, my numbers were all off. Dave Obey, of course, was in office much longer than 1994. It was actually the Tea Party election that decided to retire. And he was 1969 to 2011. He retired. After that, Sean Duffy was the 7th District Congressman, and now it's Tom Tiffany. And now it's now the Democrats. Kyle Kilborn is one of the candidates, and Elsa Duranzo is the other. And they've both been running for more than a year. They've been both crisscrossing over the district, big district, of course, and they've been both on this program multiple times as well. So it's been, I think, a very interesting campaign. Now we're going to see which candidate the Democrats decide to put up against Tom Tiffany in November. So will we find another Dave Obey? Hopefully, because he was a terrific representative for the 7th for many decades. I mean, again, you look at that, it's 42 years in Congress for Dave Obey from 1969 to 2011. But since then, it's been just Republicans. Also, we have a partisan primary in the 87th Assembly District. And you have a couple of Republicans going after that seat. You have Mozanie Mayor Brent Jacobson and Corey Sillars, a member of the Wausau School Board. And it's been a little bit of the elbows have been out in that primary. And opportunity to see which vision is put forward in the 87th. So that's another, if you're a Republican out there and you get a Republican ballot, you'll be able to vote on that race and to see who goes on to the November general election. But then, of course, there is as well the Supreme Court. I mean, I should say Supreme Court. Supreme Court is next spring. It is the Wisconsin State Constitution. There are two questions on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Constitution. And basically, it's an attempt by conservatives to take power away from the governor and give it to the state legislature. And we've seen this. We saw it back 6 years ago when Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker during the lame duck period between the election and Tony Evers taking the oath of office in 2018, actually early 2019. He won the election in November 2018. The Republicans met and stripped away some of the powers of the governorship because they didn't want Tony Evers to have it. And they were hoping that Republicans would regain the state house in 2022, and they did not. So now, what did the Republicans do? Well, they needed to take away more power. And they have put two questions on the ballot that would give the Speaker and his allies the sole power to decide how federal funds that have been allocated for use by the federal government is distributed to Wisconsinites. And an interesting editorial in the Capital Times out of Madison. The editorial came out, said, "Vote to stop Voss's power grab." And this, again, is about Robin Voss. One of the most, I would call him, intriguing people in government. Because the thing about it is, those on the left do not think that Robin Voss has been a fair broker and a good leader for government in the state of Wisconsin. And those who are MAGAs in the state of Wisconsin, supporters of former President Donald Trump, they've been trying to recall him over and over again over the last couple of years. But yet, the average rich white guy in the state assembly, they like Robin Voss. And this Capital Times editorial says, "Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is no fool." And many of you out there say, "Oh, no, that's wrong." No, that is not wrong. Many years ago, Mandy Wright, now Mandy Roberts, was our assembly person for part of Central Wisconsin in the 85th. And she would come on my program, and I would talk to Mandy about, you know, what she's working on in Madison, and I'd ask her about Robin Voss. And she would say Robin Voss is a very smart man. Whether or not he's a very good guy, I think, is a whole different question, but the idea that Robin Voss doesn't know what he's doing is not true. Robin Voss is no fool. The Cap Times said he knows that he could not be elected governor of Wisconsin, yet Voss desperately wants to assume the powers of the governor. To that end, the paper says, the career politician from Rochester has conspired with his fellow legislative Republicans to place a pair of referendums on the August 13 primary ballot. If approved, they would give the Speaker and his allies the sole power to decide how federal funds that have been allocated for use of all Wisconsinites will be spent. This scheme seeks to upend the most basic premise of the Wisconsin constitutional system of checks and balances, which holds that the governor, who is elected by the voters of the whole state, is the official who should make decisions about how to spend money that has been allocated to serve the interests of the whole state. Yes! Yes! Again, the scheme seeks to upend the most basic premise of the Wisconsin Constitution's system of checks and balances, which holds that the governor, who is elected by the voters of the whole state, is the official who should make decisions about how to spend money that has been allocated to serve the interests of the whole state from the federal government. Voss, the Cap Times says, who was elected by just one of the state's 99 assembly districts and leads a majority that relies on gerrymandered legislative districts to maintain power, wants to be able to cut backroom deals that steer the money in directions favored by legislative insiders and campaign donors. Wisconsinites, the Cap Times says, can veto Voss's power play by voting no and no on the ill-advised constitutional amendments that will appear on Tuesday's ballot. So again, it's not an accident that they want this vote to occur during a primary when it's lower voter turnout. It's not an accident. So again, get out there. It's an important election. Vote. And as the Cap Times says, vote no and no. We'll be back in just over a minute with more. The time is 9:18. It is Monday morning. It is a beautiful Monday morning. It is 65 degrees, sunny skies in downtown Wausau. More to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. Join me and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. starting on August 21st for the return of the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview all the high school football action throughout Central Wisconsin. Plus, we'll be joined by one of our area head coaches and a student-athlete guest as well. Every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m., nothing but high school sports for 2 hours. The Big High School Sports Show, Wednesdays from 6 until 8 p.m., returning on Wednesday, August the 21st, on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well on Facebook, facebook.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page, be able to view us, and be able to add questions and comments. There was a phone call that came just before the last break. And I accidentally, as I tried to pick it up during the break, disconnected. So if you're still out there, wanted to call in, be part of the show, feel free to call back. I promise you I will not disconnect you again. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, I apologize for disconnecting. I was trying to pick up the phone during the break and get your information on your name and where you were calling from and what you wanted to talk about, but I disconnected. That's the problem here. Ian's not here. He would usually take care of all that, make it so simple, get him on the air. I sit in the other studio, just have the microphone in front of me. But here today, I'm pushing all these buttons and trying to keep us on the air. So, again, if you are out there trying to call, give it another shot. We'd love to hear from you, 715-382-9297. Again, you can also join us by going to Facebook, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, be able to watch there, add your questions and comments as well. And again, you can also send us a text at the very same number that you call at, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Just heard a promo for our big high school sports show coming back next week. So again, next week, Wednesday night, and during the course of the fall and the winter high school sports seasons, we will be with you every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. during the fall. I am joined by former Wausau West head football coach and current athletic director Jason Foster. And during the winter, I am joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, as we talk nothing but high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. And we've had great feedback over the years. Get a chance every week to bring in a student athlete for a long-form conversation, be able to talk to them about their teams, their teammates, their sports, their school, their favorite classes, their hopes for the future. Really, it's nice to be able to sit down for long-form discussions with these student athletes, learn a little bit more about them off the field and out of the classroom. And also we get an opportunity for a long-form discussion with one of our area head coaches. We bring in a coach from the area every week as well. So in addition, we break down all the action that occurred the previous week. We look ahead to some of the big matchups following as well on a Friday or a Saturday night. So again, it's something I've really enjoyed doing over the years. I'm looking forward to doing it again starting next week, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m., the big high school sports show right here on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you've missed any of our previous programs, you can go back. They're still there from last season. Go to bowfallsradio.com, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and find the big high school sports show, or just go to a Civic, I should say bowfallsradio.com/sports. You'll see our upcoming high school play-by-play schedule, but also get previous broadcasts of the big high school sports show, Marathon High School Sports, Wausau West High School Sports, and also Newman Catholic High School Sports. And I got to say, I am getting very excited. Went over to Wausau West a couple of times last week. Saw the Wausau West football team on the field practicing. This week, it's an exciting week because Newman Catholic starts their practice tomorrow for their eight-player football season. Coming up on Friday of this week, be watching Wausau West and Wausau East and D.C. Everest and Stratford and Mosinee and a whole bunch of schools participating in a scrimmage over at Steam Stadium Friday morning at 10 a.m. Looking forward to seeing all those teams going up against different colored jerseys for the first time. Get a chance to see who may step up and stand out. And then, of course, a week from Friday, a couple of games right here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. The Wausau West Warriors will start off their new season way up north. Long bus ride. I'll be heading on the bus with the Wausau West Warriors up to Superior as Wausau West takes on Superior. And a week from Friday, the Marathon High School football team will be home against Pittsville. And in week number one, the Wausau West game at Superior will be live here on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bow Falls Radio, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The Marathon game against Pittsville can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Bow Falls Radio page of the Civic Media app. So again, you get all of our games live, one way or the other. We alternate between Wausau West and Marathon on Friday nights when it comes to being live on the radio. But even if your team is not the live radio game, you get an opportunity to hear it live on the app or on the website. Again, Sports 2 stream, BowFallsRadio.com, or on the Civic Media app on the Bow Falls Radio page. And then there's some weeks we have three games at the same time, and we have a Sports 3 stream both on the website and on the app as well. So again, we are so proud. I say this all the time because I mean it. I think it's important to be able to provide high school play-by-play. We are the only Wausau radio station that still brings you play-by-play of high school sports. But we need your support as well. Right now, we're struggling a little bit to get sponsorship for our high school sports coverage, and especially the Wausau West and Newman Catholic side of it. And we would appreciate any businesses out there or anybody that like to support us by getting information. We got different packages for high school sports. And if you're interested in perhaps taking a look, you can reach out to me, Chad Holmes, again at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And I'll make sure to get you in contact with our sales folks and get you all the information you need. Because again, we really do appreciate anybody that's able to help support us in our broadcast of high school sports. Again, very important to us to continue to be the only Wausau radio station that does bring you live coverage of the Warriors, the Red Raiders, and the Fighting Cardinals. Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up, it's an information update, and then we will be joined by cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Elise Laughlin's the director, and we'll be talking to those folks and more coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. As we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, especially with our producer, Ian Welsh, part of the second show of the Twin Bill, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Stewart Park in Wausau, Shakespeare in the Park, from the River and Woods Theater Company. Well, it's coming up this week, so we're going to talk about both shows over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, at this time, we'll talk to the director of The Taming of the Shrew, which will be 6 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But every afternoon, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 2 p.m., it is A Midsummer Night's Dream, again from River and Woods Theater Company. And very happy to welcome into the studio. Very unusual. Usually I'm sitting in the studio with all of our guests, but today with Ian being off, I'm off in his booth, and we got a full house in our studio. From the Midsummer Night's Dream, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Elise Laughlin, who is the director. First of all, Elise, thank you very much for coming in and bringing in some of your cast members, and I know it must be a very exciting time and an exciting week.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Let's talk a little bit first, before we talk about the show specifically, talk about River and Woods Theater Company, because we often hear about you know, different groups. You got the WCT, you got the high schools who put on productions. This is an independent group. Can you maybe explain what River and Woods Theater Company is?
So River and Woods Theater Company is a theater company who is very focused on pretty much the whole scale of theater. They have been doing lots of plays recently, which we love. Plays are not as common in Wausau, which is really cool that River and Woods is reaching out and doing those. And it also spreads to both adults and kids. So it's a great kind of all-around theater company for Wausau to have.
And this Shakespeare in the Park production, as I said, involves two different shows, one of which focus more towards the adults and one of which focus more towards kids, correct?
Yes, so I'm directing the kids' show, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then my kind of mentor is directing the adults' show, Taming of the Shrew.
We'll talk more about Taming of the Shrew tomorrow with the director, Cindy Strobel, and some cast members, but you did bring in three of your cast members. Could you introduce or have each of the three introduce themselves and also say what role they're playing in this production.
So I brought two cast members and then my assistant director.
Oh.
So why don't you two introduce yourselves?
I'm Maya Karunji. I'm playing Peter Quince, who's like the director of the show in the show.
I'm Kira, and I'm playing Bottom the Weaver, who is more of like the person who wants to hog all of the attention in the play inside the play.
And Nolan, you can introduce yourself too.
And I'm Nolan, and I'm the assistant director of the show.
Well, I'm going to start with you because I know you've been very involved in theater, Nolan. Have you been an assistant director before? Is this a new step for you?
No, this is a new thing for me. I've never been on this side of the table, and it's been very exciting getting to do it with one of my best friends and things like that, getting to work with her and then Cindy, who I've had as a director back then.
Fantastic. And let's talk to the young ladies. Maya, first of all, could you maybe explain who is your character? What is this character? What maybe qualities are you going to try to bring to the stage coming up this weekend?
So Peter Quince he really wants this show to be amazing, but he just has a bunch of random guys from Athens trying to put it on. So he kind of does, it's a little bit of haywire. So when they actually put on the show, it's a little like, say this instead of that and whatnot. But he's very determined to make this the best show ever, and he takes a lot of advice from Bottom because he wants it to be perfect.
And Kira, how about you? Give us a thumbnail sketch on your character.
Bottom is very, wants to be in the spotlight and loves a lot of attention. So Bottom always tries and gets Peter Quince to do his ideas, and usually the rest of the people in the play either ask me or Maya what to do. And yeah, I'd say Bottom is more of a attention hogger.
We'll start with the director, and we'll ask everybody here, start with Elise. Shakespeare, obviously, you know, Shakespeare, centuries. I mean, everybody knows Shakespeare. What are the challenges of doing Shakespeare, especially with young people, and maybe what's the best part of doing Shakespeare?
So I think the biggest challenge that we've been facing is just the kind of language barrier. I mean, Shakespeare is almost a different English than we know. So especially with kids, getting them to read these lines and memorize these lines and have it in the correct language is difficult, but it's awesome because they're really taking on the challenge and they're not afraid to ask questions of me, which is really great. Like, we have had multiple moments at rehearsals where we're like, I have no idea what this means. And they ask me and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't either. Let's look it up. So there's definitely that barrier. But I think that the best part of Shakespeare is just being able to have these wonderful pieces of work and this wonderful piece of history that we can still put on for the public today and introduce kids of all ages. I mean, our youngest kid is 5 years old, and then our oldest is 16 or 17? 18.
18.
Our oldest is 18. So it's really awesome to be able to have a bunch of different perspectives on a Shakespeare show so young and being able to learn about it so young.
And Elise and Nolan, have either of you done Shakespeare previously?
Yeah, I've done Shakespeare before. When I was younger, I did this show with River and Woods. So it's been kind of fun getting to come back to it.
What do you take from that experience that you try to pass along to your cast?
What I took from that tried to put on with the cast is have fun with it, just because of how difficult some of the things with the Shakespearean language are, is you just got to have fun with it, and it's a new thing that everybody else around you is also learning. And so you have to take that for granted and just run with it.
We're talking to the cast and crew of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to Stewart Park in Wausau at 2 p.m., part of Shakespeare in the Park, teamed up with The Taming of the Shrew, which will be performed at 6 p.m. each of those days through the River and Woods Theater Company. And we'll ask Maya and Kira again, maybe about your challenges with Shakespeare. Obviously, it is a bit of a different language. What drew you to this show, and what has the experience been like in terms of trying to be prepared and be ready to give as good of performances as you can this weekend?
Well, I would definitely say the language thing is really hard. There's been a couple times where I'm like, should I emphasize this word or this word or what word and what's actually going on? But it's been really fun, and I was like, oh, this seems like a fun thing to do over the summer. And it was a really good thing to do over the summer. It fills it up, and it's super fun.
And Kira, what about you? How has this challenge been for you? How has the process been? And just dealing with Shakespeare?
It's been really fun, and I would say the best thing is that I could, like, dive into a sort of new language. It's kind of like a easier version of Latin because it's sort of English, but then not English. And that's been a little difficult, but it's also fun, like, experimenting and seeing, should I emphasize this, like Maya said? And, yeah, it's been fun.
For you young ladies, though, how old are you? What grades are you going into this fall, and what schools do you go to?
I'm 14, going into ninth grade at DC Everest Junior High.
I'm going into sixth grade at the DCE Middle School.
And Lisa Nolan, you may not be as young as your cast members. You're both pretty young. What are your ages and what's your setup right now in terms of where you're going to school?
I'm 17, and I'm going to be a senior at Wausau West.
And then I'm 19, and I'm going to be a sophomore at UW-Madison.
What do you study at Madison?
I'm majoring in biology on a pre-med path.
How much theater have you done during your short life up to this point?
I've actually been pretty lucky to do a good amount. There is a student-led theater organization in Madison called IMT, and I've been able to get really involved with that, and that's been great. Kind of break from my STEM classes and all that. So,
have you directed before?
So I've never directed on my own before, but I have assistant directed and vocal directed. I assistant directed Midsummer Night's Dream last year, and then I recently was the assistant vocal director for Wizard of Oz.
What is the, I would say, the biggest challenge of taking the helm, being the director, the person that ultimately steers this ship and hopefully gets you to port nicely by the time Saturday afternoon comes around? What's it been like being a director for the first time?
It has been absolutely great. I mean, I'm very lucky to have a lot of resources that I've built up in Wausau, like, throughout my whole life because I've been doing theater for so long. But I think the hardest thing about directing has honestly been, like, the communicating and the emails and the making sure that everyone knows where to be and when to be there, because I've never actually had that job before. So getting used to that and making sure that everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing has been very difficult.
How big is the cast?
So we have, I think, about 22 people in our cast. So lots of little kiddos running around, but it's been absolutely wonderful.
And for Maya and Kira, is there a favorite scene or favorite lines that you have in this production? The maybe the most fun part of the show?
I don't know if I have my favorite part isn't with me, but one of my favorite parts is a little fight scene we have between a couple characters. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's super funny. It's my favorite part.
Kira, do you have a favorite part of the show?
I would say Maya's is probably one up there, but my favorite scene would probably be the ending scene where we put on a play because it's so chaotic and funny.
It's outdoors, and I was talking to our weather person earlier today, and right now it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful for a few days, but then there's a chance of some rain. How big of a challenge is the weather for you and everybody involved in it? What happens if it rains?
So this year we've definitely come a little bit more prepared for if it rains. We have a rain date on Sunday the 18th. So if we get rained out one of those days, hopefully we can put on a show that day. But last year it was a big challenge. It rained and we had to cancel, I think, two of our shows or one of our shows. And that was really sad for the kids because they loved it and they wanted to perform in it. They worked so hard. So we're making sure that they can perform this show. Even if it rains.
Well, we're all going to be knocking on wood to have the clouds break up and hopefully the weather forecast clear up nicely before we get to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For folks who are interested in going, best way to, Can you get tickets beforehand? Do you have to come on? I know there's, I'm looking at the Facebook page. There's a rawtc.booktix.com. But folks, can they come just in, buy tickets at the gate?
Yes, you can just buy tickets at the park, and you can also buy tickets online beforehand at that link. Pretty flexible, but yeah.
Fantastic. Again, I know it's a great challenge for everybody involved to be able to put together a production like this and now add that little curveball with the potential of weather, but it seems like you've all had a really wonderful time. I say break a leg to the young ladies as you get ready to go on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Lisa and Nolan, thank you for joining as well. And again, hopefully everything goes smoothly the rest of the week, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And again, don't forget, tomorrow we will talk about the other show for the Shakespeare in the Park, The Taming of the Shrew. A Midsummer Night's Dream will be performed at 2 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and The Taming of the Shrew at 6 p.m. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And again, you can get more information, go to the River and Woods Theater Company Facebook page, you get the link to buy tickets or just buy tickets at the door. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson and wrap things up here for the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Show Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. I'm gonna be flipping this little camera around. I tell you, I always appreciate Ian Welsh a little bit more. Oh, you just see my chest right now. I'm gonna sit down here. Today I'm in the producer room where the camera is, and I've turned it around to see all of our guests. And now I turn it back towards me. And if you're tuned in, you can go to Facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page and be able to see my smiling face. And can I smile? Because really terrific to have Elise, Nolan, Maya, and Kira from A Midsummer Night's Dream joining us. And again, tomorrow we'll be talking about The Taming of the Shrew, which is a show that Ian Welsh is part of. So we'll talk about that part of the Shakespeare in the Park coming up tomorrow at 9:34 here on the program. Today is Monday, the 12th day of August of 2024. That means it is day number 225 of this year. Hard to believe. Yeah, I see that all the time. Hard to believe, but it is day number 225 with 141 days remaining in this year. And during the final segment, we always have our daily history lesson. Talk about some famous events that occurred on this date in history. Well, let's take a look. Again, if you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it. And we don't want to do that. On this date in 1851, Isaac Singer was granted a patent for his sewing machine. On this date in 1898, Hawaii was formally annexed to the United States. 1966, John Lennon apologized at a news conference in Chicago for remarking, quote, "The Beatles are more popular than Jesus." The idea you have to apologize. Come on. Well, whatever. On this date in 1998, Swiss banks agreed to pay $1.25 billion as restitution to Holocaust survivors to settle claims for their assets. On this date in 2012, the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremony completed the games. On this date in 2017, you remember this? 2017, Donald Trump at a press conference said, quote, "There is blame on both sides," end quote, in reference to violence in Charlottesville, provoking widespread condemnation. And on this date in 2021, Britney Spears' father said he would step down as her conservator after the singer called his conservatorship abusive. So those are a few of the famous events that occurred on August the 12th, this day in history. A number of famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. George Hamilton, perhaps best known for his suntan, also an actor. George Hamilton is 85 years old today. Actor Sam J. Jones from Flash Gordon is 70. Actor Bruce Greenwood played Captain Pike in 2009 Star Trek, 68 years old today. Rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot turning 61. Peter Krause, actor from Parenthood, 6 Feet Under, and Sports Night, turning 59. Yvette Nicole Brown of Community is 53. Actor and comedian Michael Ian Black is 53 years old today. Actor Rebecca Gayheart from TV's Vanished and also the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 53. Actor Casey Affleck, brother of Ben Affleck, is 49. Actor Maggie Lawson of Psych is 44. Social media celeb Dixie D'Amelio is 23. I have to admit, I do not know who social media celeb Dixie D'Amelio is, but I do wish her a happy 23rd birthday. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events this week and today. It is Motorcycle Week. It is Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week. It is Resurrect Romance Week. It is Aviation Week. It is Baseball Fans Day. It is IBM PC Day. It is Julian Fries Day. It is Middle Child Day. I'm not a middle child. I'm an old child. So it is Sewing Machine Day in honor of the anniversary of the patent of the sewing machine. It is Truck Driver Day. It is Vinyl Record Day. It is World Elephant Day. It is Victory Day. So those are some of the events to be acknowledged today and this week. It's time for our number for the day. Usually it's our number for the day quiz. I'm going to give it to you as a number for the day quiz. Play it yourself. And then you can let us know tomorrow when Ian's back if you got it right. Call up Ian, send us messages through text, and let us know if you got it right. But our number for the day is the number of wrecked vessels at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. So the number of wrecked vessels at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Is the correct answer 3,000? These are approximate numbers. Approximately 3,000. Is it approximately 6,000? Or is it approximately 9,000? So, again, the number for the day quiz, number of wrecked vessels at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. What is your answer? Do you have it in your head? And if you're Ian, like Ian, you have to say, this is my final answer to yourself. We're going to have the honor system here. All right. That's your final answer? Okay. The correct answer is there are 3,000 wrecked vessels at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. So that is the correct answer. 3,000 wrecked vessels at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Well, Ian will be back tomorrow. We'll start another week with him with the number for the day quiz. Tomorrow we'll have as well, again, Cindy Strobel and cast members of Team You Know the Shrew. We will have Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library as well join us. Thanks to Elise, Nolan, Maya, and Kira from A Midsummer Night's Dream for joining us as well. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matinair on Air. Have a great rest of your Monday. Hope you can join us again tomorrow for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.